Hello, welcome to another episode. So today we are going to talk about the second type of woman to avoid while dating, and this is the controlling, jealous woman. Trouble, trouble, trouble. So she may start off being innocent and you may think, oh, she's so into me. And then it'll take a turn where she is almost stalker-ish, where she wants to control who you're talking to, where you're going. If you say, I'm gonna run to the store right quick and I'll be back, she's texting you 10 times between the time you left the house and the time you come back because she doesn't trust that you're going where you say you're going. She's jealous if she sees you talking to other women, because she's thinking you're cheating on her, that you're not that into her that much, and that you just don't have the courage to say, I want somebody else. Now, you remember the movie Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin Lawrence in it? Yes, that chick. You remember Acrimony with Taraji P. Henson in it? Yeah, that chick. That's this girl. This girl has some serious issues. It may be just insecure on one extreme, but it can swing all the way up to, if I can't have you, I will literally kill you. And so there are levels to this jealousy, controlling spirit that this woman has. And again, this type of personality, character issues, they come out of not being emotionally whole. They come from not believing I'm good enough, or they come from being hurt in the past. And so now I don't trust any man because the last man I trusted broke my heart. And so now every man has to pay for the mistakes of another man, which is very unfair, ladies, for you to treat a man that way, especially we're praying and believing God for a good man. And we don't want to bring our baggage from old relationships into our new relationship and run him off by stalking him. I don't want you going through his phone. I don't want you questioning him. I don't need you driving by his job to make sure that his car is at work. I don't need you to do that. I don't need you to talk to him every second of every day just to make sure he's not being faithful to you. Because I can promise you, ladies, one thing. Whatever is done in the dark will come to the light. Just a matter of time. Because it can't be hidden for long. And ladies, if you pray and ask God to show you what your man is doing, God will show it to you. He will show you what he's doing. It will pop up. You won't even have to go looking for it. Show me, Holy Spirit. Show me what his heart is. Show me what his motives are. Is he really into me, or is he just playing me, stringing me along till something better comes along? And secondly, I want to say to this type of woman to keep from getting your feelings hurt so soon in relationships, it would be good to do two things. Number one, not share so much of yourself too soon. Before you know where the relationship is going, you're already in love and you're already sharing too many intimate details. And two, don't have sex. Because sex will make you feel like you're in love when you're really in lust. And then when the person says, oh, thank you for giving me your body, but I'm not that into you, and now I'm gone. And now your feelings hurt, and now you're all tied up to this person, and they're gone. And so that creates a hurt and a wound and bitterness. They could lead to anger and bitterness and jealousy and control. And now you find yourself keying his car and breaking his windows and slashing his tires, all because you gave yourself too soon. And so, guys, if you see any issues with this in the woman that you are currently dating, all is not lost. If she is willing to get counseling, I do believe if she's willing to do better, that the relationship is not lost. I do believe that. But she has to be willing to get help. And you have to be willing to be patient with her. It's almost as if, even if she says, I'm going to do better, you may have to, for a season, allow her to check up on you for a season, just for a season, not forever, not for a year, not for 6 months, but just for a little while. She needs to build her trust back up. Not that you did anything, but it's just that the person that was there in relationship before you did it. And so she's trying to open her heart and let you in. And it's a scary thing. If you've ever been hurt, raise your hand if you've ever been hurt. If you've ever been hurt, opening your heart is the scariest thing to do. But I promise you that running the risk of loving and losing is worth it. Because you never know, that next relationship may be the one. And if you don't ever try, then you won't ever know. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If you have a lady that's controlling and jealous, if she's willing to change, encourage her to seek counseling, either through the church for free or paid counseling. Go with her if you need to. It is not lost if she is willing to change, but it is just some emotional work that she needs to do. She has some baggage she needs to deal with. And what I'll do is I'll drop a couple of book recommendations in the notes below to help you if you're dealing with this, or if you know someone who's dealing with this, you can encourage them that there is hope, that all is not lost. And you can be better, and you can end up being the kind of woman that God talks about being a good thing, that when a man finds you, he finds favor. That's my prayer for you. That's my best shot. Until next time, go in God.